Illinois is responsible for one-fifth of the chemicals creating an uninhabitable environment for wildlife in the Gulf of Mexico, the so-called dead zone. The majority of those chemicals leach off of the state's farmland, polluting not only the Gulf, but Illinois waterways and the Mississippi River. After 2 years of planning, the state has released its proposal for reducing water pollution. It follows other Mississippi River watershed states in trying to get farmers to voluntarily implement conservation measures instead of creating legislation that requires them to do so. Tri-State's Public Radio's Abby Wendell talked about the plan with Marcia Wilhite. She's chief of the Bureau of Water for the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency.
What are some of the voluntary actions that farmers could take in order to reduce runoff?
Well, they're not unknown practices. They're really pretty well-known practices. Cover crops. Cover crops hold the nitrogen in the field. They can make the soil healthy so you don't have as much erosion. So it can be very effective for reducing losses of both nitrogen and phosphorus, making sure that you're only applying enough nitrogen that the crop can take it up. Having what they call conservation tillage, so you're not just stripping the land bare, having filter strips between your agricultural field and the nearby creek. So there's a pretty good menu of options for farmers to choose from. We just need them to choose them and implement them.
The hypoxic zone in the Gulf is going to be, I think, as big as Connecticut, which is consistent with the historical average. So even as some of the states in the Mississippi River Basin have been adopting some of these voluntary strategies, there doesn't seem to be any impact on the dead zone in the Gulf. And so Illinois is adopting yet another strategy that is similar to these other strategies that don't appear to be working.
Well, the strategy development is one thing. I think the key is not that we've got our strategy documents completed, but that that there is implementation of those strategic actions going on a very large scale, because that's really what it's going to take in order to show an impact.
So getting folks to do it.
Right.
Why not put into law something that requires people to clean up their act?
Well, there are some who would argue that that is needed. I think the agricultural community has taken the fact that our strategy for them is voluntary incentive-based to heart in saying that here is our opportunity to make sure that we can make progress even with voluntary action.
There's goodwill, right? There's farmers who say, I need to do this in order to prevent fish die-offs in the Gulf. But then there's also just some like basic economics that go into play with adopting a system that incorporates something like cover crops. So these voluntary measures are things that potentially could cost farmers money in order to do. And when you have, you know, grain prices that are not doing very well and weather that's not doing great either, without any regulation, there's also no like economic incentives to get farmers to adopt some of those voluntary measures. Or am I just not seeing that?
Well, there are some practices that actually provide an economic benefit to the farmer. And cover crops can be that. There is a cost, but there has been some data that show a yield increase makes them more resilient to drought. Other types of benefits to the farm operation. There are others that really would just be effective, but not as popular because they don't provide a benefit. So that is a challenge. If in fact we don't get the implementation levels that are expected, then I think people will have to come back together and decide. So what do we do about that?
I've been doing a little bit of reading on the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Mm-hmm. Just by comparison, the Chesapeake seems to be going in the more regulatory approach. And, I mean, is that something that could be down the pike for Illinois and the other states that are in the Mississippi watershed?
Well, I guess it could. There are some differences. Chesapeake Bay was far enough along in their study of the issue from a watershed basis that they had a model that said here's exactly how much nitrogen is coming from each of these farms, and we're going to plug this into a load reduction model to apportion this throughout, you know, for municipalities, for farms and everything like that. And there was an executive order issued by the federal government, by the president, that said, and you have to put in place these types of requirements to make sure that this gets done. So that's what would need to happen probably in the Mississippi River Basin before we'd be looking at a regulatory approach. I guess it's possible, but it doesn't feel like it's pending at this particular moment. I think that most of the states are working with their agricultural community, as Illinois is, to press on the voluntary action piece.
Marcia Wilhite is chief of the Bureau of Water for the Illinois EPA. She spoke with Tri-State's Public Radio's Abby Wendell.